Thus, experiences that are usually considered religious or spiritual, for example, conversion, do not really figure in the explanation. But these are precisely the types of experiences for which explanations are usually sought. So where are we now? Efforts to locate RSMEs in genes, adaptedness, or brains, byproduct of cognitive architecture, don't work. Suppose, however, we take a more expansive approach to the gene. Unlike Dean Hamer, we will not seek an individual gene, but will simply attribute certain characteristics to genes in general. Selfish genes and spirituality. We were constructed to serve the interests of our genes, not the reverse. The reason we exist is because it once served their ends to create us. Keith E. Stanovich, The Robot's Rebellion. What Jones really wants is what his ancestors were selected for wanting in the old days back on the savannah. The trouble is, of course, that Jones wants no such thing, not consciously or unconsciously either. Philosopher Jerry Fodor. In 1976, Richard Dawkins livened up the discussion with his book, The Selfish Gene. He was convinced that evolution occurs because genes succeed in getting passed on. They, not we, are the true immortals. Although Dawkins has always denied attributing motive or determinism to genes in an anthropomorphic way, his language is often ambiguous, and cognitive scientist Steven Pinker recently defended Dawkins' ambiguity in an essay in honor of The Selfish Gene's 30th anniversary. Ridiculing philosopher Mary Midgley for protesting that genes cannot be selfish or unselfish any more than atoms can be jealous, elephants abstract, or biscuits teleological. He writes, "If information processing gives us a good explanation for the states of knowing and wanting that are embodied in the hunk of matter called a human brain, there is no principled reason to avoid attributing states of knowing and wanting to other hunks of matter." So the problem, it turns out, is not that Dawkins attributes motive to genes, but that we humans attribute it too easily to our own consciousness, which is reducible to information processing. Neither Pinker nor Dawkins makes clear just how we can ground our freedom from the selfish gene in that case. Neither seems to believe in free will. These problems aside, the selfish gene was a hugely attractive concept. Attributing agency to genes separates agency from motive. A selfish gene explanation need only propose a way in which a behavior might spread genes.